Center yourself in God's presence by becoming aware of your breath. As you breathe in the creative force of God that brought you into being. As you breathe out all the layers that have hidden yourself from yourself. Breathe in. Breathe out. In. Out. Breathe. Imagine yourself when you were contemplating the concept of ordination in your life. Watch yourself from afar as an observer. How would you describe yourself then? How would others have described you? Now imagine yourself just a couple of months ago. In your mind, run through a typical day and again, watch yourself afar as an observer. How are you living your life? How are you living your vocation? How do others experience you living your life, your vocation, and the fruits of your ministry? Now imagine that you are with God in an ancient and beautifully empty sanctuary. Notice the architecture. Feel the cool floor under your feet. Notice the color of the stained glass windows. You hear God say to you, "I have searched you and known you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I discern your thoughts from far away. I search out your path and your lying down. I'm acquainted with all your ways. Even before a word is on your tongue, I know it completely. Where can you go from my spirit? Where can you flee from my presence? I formed you in your inward parts. I knit you together in your mother's womb. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your frame was not hidden from me when you were being made in secret, intricately woven in the depth of the earth." What do you think God had in mind when you were created? When was the last time you felt your understanding of yourself and your ministry and God's understanding of you and your ministry were in alignment, were nearly the same? If you were to accept your full identity and embody the vocation you have been given with joy and fulfillment, what in your life would need to change? Where are you now finding joy and fulfillment in your vocation and ministry? Sit quietly now and ask God if there are any other thoughts or insights that you need to hear. And take a few moments of silence, listening to the Word of God. Now say a prayer of thanksgiving for the time that you have spent with God. And let us pray together in the words that Jesus taught. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now, as you're ready, gently open your eyes. And know that this day you are invited to walk in the peace of your vocation.